invest in yourself. Most people don't realize that investing in yourself will give you the biggest return on investment because you see compounded interest very, very quickly. Even if you only grow by 1% every single day, think about the percentage growth that you will have by the end of the year. You don't have to like win the race. You just have to invest in yourself by making the time to read, to journal, to grow, to network, to just spend time with yourself. Most people are so busy, 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 busy. They're never working on themselves. They're working with themselves.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Joe Apfelbaum is a business strategist. He's a LinkedIn expert and certified Google trainer. He's also the author of the book, High Energy Networking, which if you haven't read it yet, I've read it. It's a great book. You can find it on Amazon. And just as a couple fun facts, Joe is also known to rap on occasion and love scuba diving. So Joe, you're a man of many talents. I look forward to jumping into today's show. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. And it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. The pleasure's all mine. There's same three questions I ask every guest who comes on the show. In 90 seconds or less, can you tell me where you started, where you are now, and how you got there?
I started in Brooklyn, New York as a web designer. And they say, if you build it, they will come. It's not true. If you build it, they will not come. So I had to learn how to become an expert marketer. And at the beginning, I had no idea what I was doing, but I bought books, got courses, got coaching, and I tested it out on my first clients. And I figured out the system on how to get traffic. And I built one of the fastest growing companies in America doing marketing for people. And now, not only do I still have that business 13 years later, but I also started a new business a couple of years ago, teaching people how to do this themselves using LinkedIn. So I have a course and a coaching program, and I'm really excited about adding value to other people. They say the secret to living is giving. And my goal is to make a difference for other people. I want to help 1,000 hungry entrepreneurs go from frustration to motivation.
That's
how was that for 90 seconds?
I love it. What are the two words you're putting together for motivation?
Well, a lot of people think of the word mojo as like being yourself and like the essence of life. And then there's motivation, like motive, reasons. We do things for reasons. Every human being finds reasons to either do something or excuses to not do things.
Right.
And so we're driven by meaning, the man's search for meaning, like Viktor Frankl talks about. The reason why people are either excited about life, enthusiastic or not, usually has to do with a reason or an excuse. And so I always say you either have reasons or you have results.
Right. What were some early struggles, you know, that you had? And I know you kind of talk about this a little bit in the book, so I don't want to take away our readers or listeners' enthusiasm to go out and buy your book, but give us some early struggles you had and how you overcame those, you know, via networking.
So for me, I didn't know that networking existed. So the biggest struggle is the things that you don't even know you don't know. Like, you know what you know, and you know the things you're not good at or that you don't know well, but there are most of the knowledge in the world, we're not even aware that it even exists. It wasn't even on my radar. And so when you start thinking about that and you start thinking about like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was an option and that was holding me back. This is the reason why civilization didn't move forward until the information age, and the way it's moving forward now is because everybody has access to all the information in the world right now using Google.
Right,
and so
right.
For me, my biggest challenge was not knowing. And once I knew, the biggest challenge was overcoming my fear of networking, overcoming my fear of judgment, of rejection, of all the BS. And they say you can only grow your business as much as you grow yourself. And I find that tremendously to be true, because in order for me to really be able to achieve levels of success where it really touches my heart, I needed to figure out who I was. I needed to figure out how I can add value. I needed to figure out what I even wanted. A lot of people are sitting there and they're running after and they're trying to climb the ladder of success, not realizing that the ladder might be leaning against the wrong wall. So they get to the top of the ladder and they're like, oh my God, I got to get down again. And it's a humbling experience to get down from the ladder. And so that's something that I've kind of had to go through in my life. And you know, through business partners, through buying out investors, through a very difficult divorce, like lots of different things I had to go through in order for me to go through the pain of growth. Mm-hmm. And I believe that pain does not equal suffering if pain has meaning, if pain has purpose. And so for me, I see purpose in all the pain that I've experienced in my life and all the hard work. And I've actually become to enjoy some of that pain, you know, like the pain of push-ups. I see that you work out. So yes, it's hard to do. It's painful, but we find pleasure in the progress, because progress equals happiness.
Man, that's absolutely spot on. I love that. So you're running a marketing agency. You had a strategic shift in the way you thought about it. What were some things that you said, man, I'm going to go do this differently? And what are some things that we can go do differently now?
I used to think that every client was a good client. Just try to get as many as possible. And I've serviced over 1,100 clients over the past 13 years doing marketing for them. And anyone that ever had an agency or worked with an agency, you know the difficulty of picking up a client, working with them, and then keeping them for more than just a few weeks or a few months. I have some clients that have been with us for 10 years and they're still working with us and they're happy. And so thinking about, like, how do you build that relationship? And who do you even want to build a relationship? Like, being strategic is one of the hardest things human beings can do, because by default, we're trying to survive. And survival means dealing with the less strategic part of your brain, the limbic system. Right. We're just trying to survive. And what I want to do is I want you to thrive. I want your business to thrive. Most businesses go out of business within 3 years.
Right.
Very, very few make it past 10. And I figured out not just how to get past 10, but also how to build one of the fastest growing companies in America. And that means that every client is not created equal. I believe every human is created equal, but you have to pick your clients in a very, very smart way, build relationships with them, and then be able to charge them the right amount of money that fits in the value that you're adding. And so for me, I had to learn a lot of that through trial and error and picking up the wrong customers with the wrong approaches. I'll give you an example, Sam. One of the wrong approaches that I used to take was do cold calling. Now, back then, it wasn't such a wrong approach because I did pick up lots of customers doing cold calling. But what I didn't realize is that cold calling wasn't a sales tactic. It was actually a marketing tactic. So someone had said, just instead of doing telemarketing, do telenetworking. Build relationships with people. And if they're the right types of people, then of course you want to do business with them, but they're not going to do business because you called them. You're going to do business because you warmed it up, built a relationship with them, and saw that they were ideal prospects. I didn't even know how to qualify leads back in the day. I never heard of BANT. I never heard of any of this stuff that I talk about in high energy networking. And I talk about through my courses and seminars and educate hundreds of people on how to qualify. Look, at the end of the day, the difference between someone who's actually going to feel fulfilled and successful is based on the level of their standards. You raise your standards, you will raise your quality of life. So how do you raise your standards when it comes to taking on customers? It has to do with the qualification and evaluation process, not the judgment process, because judgment means we're judging other people and judging ourselves. But you can evaluate, you can identify, you could qualify, but you have to have criteria. And most people are not being strategic because they're busy surviving. So getting into that strategy, 80% of your success will be determined by your mindset, 20% by your skill set. And your mindset is your set of beliefs, your set of habits, your set of thoughts that you have, and optimizing them, questioning them, working on them, acknowledging them, becoming aware of what they are, what's controlling your life. That's going to be the key. What are the systems and processes that are controlling your business? You might say, I don't have systems and processes. The fact that you don't have systems and processes is your system and process. You have a broken shooting from the hip type of relationship with business. And that's not how you grow. That's not how you have consistency. That's how you have burnout and frustration.
Well, Joe, I think that's really interesting that you say, you know, selecting the right clients is, you know, it's one of the things that you do in meeting your standards, right? But I think one of the things also that's really unique in that is that if you do take on the wrong client, you're not adding value to them either. I mean, this is a two-way street, right? So it's kind of, you have to make sure it's not just a good fit for you. It's kind of going along with the go-giver mentality where it's like, hey, I don't want you to come work with me because in the end, you're going to be unhappy too. I'm not going to be able to help you the way you need to be helped either.
I had a law firm that reached out to me. They were not the right client for me. You know why they were not the right client? They're like, Joe, I just want you to start producing content on LinkedIn. I was like, you don't have any followers on LinkedIn. I'm not just producing content because you want me to produce content. You're not going to get results from it. No one's going to see it and you're going to fail. And he's like, what do I need to do? I see it. First, you need to create a profile and you need to start adding followers and connections in order for you to be able to even have someone. Like, I'm not going to send an email newsletter to nobody. So they were like, well, I don't want anyone to know me. I was like, so then why do you want to create content? He's like, because that's what you need to do. I was like, wrong client. Not everybody's a client for you. That's one thing that I want people to realize about doing business with competitors. Your competitors can become your best friends because realize that not every client is your ideal client. So send them to your competitors and they will thank you for it. And they will send you their non-ideal clients because those are the best. I've gotten the biggest accounts from other marketing consultants, other people that are running marketing firms. Why? Because they can't do business with everybody. You can't do business with everybody.
No, you absolutely cannot. Yeah, that's funny. I was at a conference this last weekend. And, you know, obviously in the real estate industry, we're always looking for private investors. I mean, it's the name of the game. We need two things we need in this business is deals and money. And so when you meet somebody that's like, hey, I have money and I'm ready to deploy it, you know, he started talking to me. And instead of saying, hey, you know, I've got all these deals you could invest in, I listened to his criteria and I said, hey, man, I can connect you with about 7 people that are going to strategically place you around the country. And so I started to get them all their phone numbers. Next thing I know, they're all meeting up. And it's like, hey, you know, it actually feels really good. And I bet in the end, that guy's going to come back to me and go, hey, Sam, thanks for all those contacts. What are you working on? I want to invest with you as well. So it was a strategic shift. I think even after reading your book, it's like, oh, wait, yeah, like absolutely. Just make connections and add value. What are some ways? I mean, online is a tough place, I think, to go out and really, quote unquote, add value to other people. What are some things you see the people doing that or that they could do that would kind of fall into that bucket?
Well, the first thing is you have to figure out who you want to add value to. That's number one, because, you know, adding value is just a general word. Based on who you're targeting, everybody has their dreams and their fears. Their dreams are usually associated by their goals, and their fears have to do with their pains, their current problems and their challenges that they have. And so depending on who you're talking to, they're going to have different pains, different fears, different goals, different dreams based on who they are. So the most important question that you have to ask yourself after you ask yourself, why do I even want to add value to people? You have to ask yourself, who do I want to add value to? And then what can you do for those specific people that are in line with who they are and why you're doing it? Once you understand that as your framework, your strategy, your foundation for networking, that's how you're going to be successful at networking. A lot of people is like, oh, I can just network with anybody. Of course, you could network with anybody, but if you had the most ideal scenario, what would you like to do? And in my book, I talk about how to kind of figure out yourself to understand who you want to add value. Value is very different depending on the person. For example, core values. We all have things that we value, but what are your core values? What are the things that make you the person that you cannot keep a job if something doesn't match a core value that you would quit a job over or end a relationship over? So figuring out what that means to you, and that would mean very different to somebody else, figuring out what you value and what your potential clients value, and then matching that up, that's where the magic happens. The magic happens in selecting, qualifying, identifying, and connecting the various inputs in the world. And when you can do that, you know, the best visionaries, the best ideators, the most successful entrepreneurs don't come up with new ideas. They just connect old ideas together. You just have to be a connector of ideas, of people, of opportunities, and you got to connect with your higher self too. As a human being, we are so stuck on our needs, our basic human needs, as Abe Maslow puts it in his hierarchy of needs. We're so stuck on our basic human needs of not having enough water, a 5% drop in hydration, a 30% drop in energy. I tell everyone, you want to get motivated, you got to get hydrated first. You first got to get hydrated. Drink some water. So if you don't have your basic human needs met, if you haven't taken a breath today, take a moment, stop doing, stop fixing, start breathing. So take a moment in from your nose, fill up your chest with beautiful air. When you fill up your chest, you realize you're wealthy because you have air. You have the ability to breathe. Fill up that chest, not with gold, but with air, with beautiful air. So if you have your basic needs met, you can move up and connect who you are, what your needs are, with your values and what your higher self is. Then you're flying 100 miles an hour. Then you're moving to the next level. You might be going slow, but you're moving really fast because you are pointed in the right direction. If you're trying to get to space, you're trying to get to like the moon, for example, and you're on Earth and you're in a spaceship, if you're 1 millimeter off, you're not getting to the moon. By the time you get up there, you're going to be way off. Same thing in business, same thing in networking, same thing in relationships. If you don't have your foundation right, you're building a building on quicksand, and that building will last, but not very long. Eventually it'll fall apart because quicksand sucks everything in. And so I want you guys to be more strategic. Here's a famous saying. I love saying it over and over and over. The right strategy will save you a decade. And energy without strategy is a waste of time. And I don't mind wasting time. I would rather be strategic. And I would rather do what Stephen Covey talks about. He talks about the 7 habits of highly effective people, not efficient people. He's not trying to save time. He's trying to make money, trying to grow business, trying to add value. Efficient is not the same as effective. I want you to be effective and not worry about wasting time, because you cannot manage time. You cannot waste time. You can only observe time. You can only prioritize priorities instead of sitting there waiting and hoping for the best. Hope is not a great strategy. And if you have the right strategy and you work with someone that will support you or read the right books, take the right courses, join the right seminars, listen to the right podcasts like this one, and hopefully you'll endorse it too by giving it a 5-star review in all the places where you get your podcasts. So that's my call to action.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's absolutely fantastic. Talk to us a little bit, you know, your book, High Energy Networking, and then, you know, about the courses. I do want to take some time to not just shamelessly plug it, but shamelessly plug it, because obviously I think it's something that you've created that in line with this podcast adds value to other people. So tell us about that.
Well, one of the things that people kept asking me over and over and over is, Joe, tell me your secrets to success at networking. What do you do? And I was like, I have so many different things that I do, from creating templates to having a one sheet to figuring out what groups that you're part of, understanding the difference between going wider and going deeper, how to analyze your contacts, how to use LinkedIn, what messages to send people, like all that stuff. And I said, you know what? Why don't I sit down and write my thoughts down? This is my fifth book that I published. And so now that I'm really good at publishing books and writing content, and I publish over 5,000 stuff on LinkedIn since I started publishing, you know, just content and information and articles and newsletters and all the stuff that I do, I've decided to put together a guide for people that really want to be able to understand how networking works. And so I wrote High Energy Networking and I put it out into the world. Every chapter takes less than 5 minutes to read. There's 53 chapters in the book. And I talk about exactly the step-by-step process of what you need to do to be more successful at networking. And most people don't even know what networking even is. And when they read the book, they're like, oh my God, this totally makes sense. I was doing this anyway, but I wasn't doing it with a system. And so a lot of people that are into networking will be able to benefit from it. And if you're afraid of it or not sure what it is or how it works, this is a great intro to it because it's an easy read. I don't fluff it with tons and tons of stuff. It's based on my experience. And I just show people how I became a connector, a person that makes 1,000 introductions a year, 3 a day. It's not complicated. You just have to have a system for it. And then in terms of like teaching people, you know, I used to network a lot offline. And then eventually, you know, I have 5 kids, very, very busy. I have multiple businesses. I didn't really have the same amount of time to be able to go out to events. And so I created a course and a coaching program on how to be able to do this on LinkedIn, especially after LinkedIn was bought by Microsoft. Microsoft paid $26.2 billion for LinkedIn in 2016. They made a massive bet on LinkedIn. And if a company, one of the largest companies in the world, is investing so much money into a platform, there has to be a reason for that. So I started paying attention to that and I realized what they did. They turned it from a social network to a content marketing machine for professionals. And so now I generate millions of dollars off using LinkedIn. And so I started teaching people one-on-one how to do it. And they're like, dude, this is amazing. Can you formalize this and create frameworks, checklists, cheat sheets? Give me all your scripts and templates and everything. I was like, sure. And then I put it into a program. I took a course on how to create courses. And then I built the course. And now we have over 600 coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs, sales professionals, lawyers. We have a lawyer that recently called me and said, Joe, I generate $200,000 a year from what I learned in your program in 2019. And I absolutely endorse it and love it. And we get most of our clients directly from referrals. And so if you want to learn how to do that, we have the tools. And we teach you how to get exposure, how to get credibility, and how to have more conversations. You can go to learnbusinessnetworking.com to pick it up, or you can check me out on LinkedIn. And I have all the links on my profile. You could find me at joelinkedin.com. I actually bought a URL that sends you directly to my LinkedIn because nobody knows how to spell my last name. And so I just, for me, my main thing is I want to add value to other people. I want to make a difference for other people. I already made it to the other side. I could already have, you know, like for me, it's like once you get to a certain level of success, it's all about helping other people at that point. Because like, what are you going to do next? Would just selfishly build another business and just make more money and more money and more money? It's about giving back, because the secret to living is giving. The secret to making yourself happy is making other people happy. If you want to be able to have all the things that other people don't have, you got to be willing to do all the things that other people are not willing to do. And most people are so like, what's in it for me? Thought mentality, scarcity. Right, right. They haven't watched The Secret on Netflix. They haven't taken the steps they need to take in order for them to shift their mindset from scarcity to abundance. And that's really one of the most important things you can do in life for yourself and for your family, is to have that abundance mentality, abundance of love. You know, we talk a lot about love that is unconditional. Like, who doesn't have unconditional? Even to yourself, often people have conditional love. Oh, if I have all the things I need to have, then I will love myself. Then I will be worthy. No, you're worthy of love just by existing. Your existence is worthy of love. And so understanding that unconditional relationship, that relationships are different than transactions, that's what I talk about in the book. That's what I train people on. And once people get it, it makes everything so easy because it takes the pressure off.
Man, I love all that. There's a lot of gold there, and I won't even attempt to rehash it because you've done such an eloquent job sharing that with us today. Joe, let's jump here into the final few questions, which you took my last one, which was, you know, how do listeners get in touch with you? So you've done a great job of letting our listeners know how to get in touch with you, which that'll just go directly in the show notes to look for all of those links that Joe has shared. You know, one of the questions I ask, and I won't ask you the typical real estate related ones, but one of the questions I always ask is, when it comes to investing in the world, what's one thing you're doing right now to make the world a better place?
Well, number one is you got to invest in yourself. Most people don't realize that investing in yourself will give you the biggest return on investment because you see compounded interest very, very quickly. Even if you only grow by 1% every single day, think about the percentage growth that you will have by the end of the year. You don't have to like win the race. You just have to invest in yourself by making the time to read, to journal, to grow, to network, to just spend time with yourself. Most people are so busy. They're never working on themselves. They're working with themselves. Right. Now, people are not working on their business. They're working in their business. So the number one thing is invest in yourself, do some self-care, do some self-love. You cannot love other people if you don't love yourself. So in terms of investing, invest in yourself.
I love it. I love it. Joe, thanks for your time today. This has been a blast. Again, I look forward to getting through, and actually 3/4 of the way. I should have clarified that. 3/4 of the way through your book, finishing your book, and then checking out your course online. I do appreciate it. Look forward to connecting again here soon.
Thank you, Sam.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen. If you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.